And crannies. Good chance we could get sucked into World War III. We're going to talk about that. Plus, sad day in Texas, a train slamming into a veterans parade of all things. Can you imagine veterans, heroes, making it back and then being killed in a freak accident when they're on a float? Sadly, that's what I'm going to tell you about. I found out some of the things that happened earlier in the day. And right off the top of the show, right off the bat, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to my sister-in-law because her family lives right next door to Jill Kelly and her husband, all this nonsense of General Petraeus and General Allen, because she truly is the woman that's bringing down 2 4-star generals with the information that she got in the emails that led to the investigation. The rest is history. It's too late to stuff it back into a computer. So she has had paparazzi on her nonstop, and we'll let you find out what the view is like in Tampa. But right here, as we set the stage for this hour, the question becomes, did General Petraeus betray us? But not so much when we're talking about this crazy nonsense of the affair and not making the transition very well from being a general to what is a little bit more civilian, meaning the head of the CIA, where you're wearing suits and you're not wearing your unis anymore. And he had a lifetime of doing that. I'm not giving him excuses, but he obviously was trying to find his footing, and Paula Broadwell swooped in at exactly the right time. So, when I say, did General Petraeus betray us? Sadly, I mean, he is an incredible general. He really was. We have 38 four-star generals in our country. 48 of them. Only one is a female. I just saw these statistics, and then I saw it on a television show. I thought, wow, I just was looking that up. Can't believe it. So 38 is the number, for sure. Now two more. Well, Petraeus is gone, and General Allen probably goes down as a result of it. But what was known in about the Benghazi situation? And what did General Petraeus know? What he testified to the first time versus what he'll say now, this time behind closed doors? Can we not get to the bottom of this? If we are on the brink of another war, can we not figure out what the true tale is in that attack? Just tell us what happened. See, it's like that more you protest, the more you know something is not adding up. And it all goes back, and this would be ridiculous, it all goes back to a quick, clean explanation. Oh, somebody comes up with a Prophet Muhammad film. They go crazy in Cairo. They're on the wall of our embassy. And look what has happened in the consulate in Benghazi. Look what has happened as a result of that. Nothing to do with September 11th. Nothing to do with a, quote, terrorist attack other than a wild, crazy reaction to that film. Then it goes back into the Aladdin lamp, and when the administration rubs it again, I think I can get my wish. Please, please, tell me what I'm supposed to say. And this is crazy. It's ridiculous. Why not say in that first briefing, including Jay Carney, we're looking into the situation. Tell you what, we don't know. We don't know right now. We're trying to figure it out. And we've got the FBI on top of this, the CIA on top of this. The second we know, we'll tell you where these breadcrumbs leave. We're upset about the ambassador. We're upset about what happened. Hey, could be a couple of scenarios, including a terrorist attack. Could be. We can't confirm that yet. We can't confirm that yet, but we can tell you that, sure, it's on the board. It's being considered. Instead, it just seems so Mickey Mouse that there is this long effort to tell a couple of different things. It makes no sense. And so regardless, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, I don't even think it's about that anymore. I really don't. Now you had lawmakers in the House and Senate intelligence committees. They heard testimony Thursday in private meetings with the director of national intelligence, James Clapper, and the acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, who probably becomes the CIA director. Probably that's what happens. And both of them said they didn't know who finalized the information when what was happening. They didn't know it. You know, what were the talking points? Who came up with them? Why did they minimize the role of militant groups? Why did they do that? And Friday's going to be real interesting. Why? Because the former CIA director, David Petraeus, is going to have to answer that question. He's going to have to set the record straight in round two of a closed-door hearing. Only this time, he's completely civilian. Yeah, he's not the CIA director, and he's no longer that four-star general. Like, they can never take that away from him, but he's no longer that guy. So he's coming in a much different situation. So all it was, this explanation, or me personally, I want to hear it. I want to hear the tale. Just give me the tale. Why did they just minimize the complete role of, the Al-Qaeda branch that was there, even though there was massive evidence that they were involved? Was it to just push away the idea, the thought that this was such a heinous thing that happened and, geez, there wasn't enough security and, oops, it was on September 11th and the 11th anniversary, so we don't want to get people all uptight. Oh, and then there's a memo that we're not supposed to ever use the word terrorist. I don't know. Are all those explanations, is that easy to explain? It certainly wasn't the anti-Islamic video. Certainly wasn't that. So Friday is a big day. Oh, you can bet that Petraeus, it's going to be like a wedding day for him in a sense. Because, you know, in a wedding day, I know this is a weird analogy, there's just nothing but pop in your eyes. You know what I mean? Where flash bulbs are going off, poof, 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 left and right. That's what's going to happen. And maybe he's used to this now because everybody's following him around. So as I said, coming up, we're going to talk to my sister-in-law, who happens to be right there in the middle of the Jill Kelly stuff with her family, neighbors to that family. And they're having a hard time just even getting in their driveway. So that'll be interesting. Plus, we're going to let you hear coming up what Leon Panetta had to say about what's going on here now. Because we haven't really heard much from Panetta on the situation with Petraeus. So now we get to hear Panetta's take on what's happened. And in the meantime, you have U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice, who repeatedly said the attack was spontaneous on five of the Sunday Swirl shows. You know, the TV shows where it's all about politics all the time, starting at 6 in the morning. Yep, she did five big ones of those, and we know it. We played it here on the air. And she said that the attack was just spontaneous, and apparently it was not a spontaneous act. But we already know that nugget of information. Hang with us. We're taking you to Tampa next.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were extra sketchy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Petraeus, General Petraeus, former director of the CIA, we know this now. He's going to testify actually tomorrow behind closed doors. You would assume that something would come up about the biographer, Paula Broadwell, and all the things related to that and security clearances and everything else when it comes to classified information. What a nightmare. He has admitted that he screwed up terribly. But Benghazi and what happened with the ambassador in Libya, that situation is really at the forefront of what he's going to talk about, because initially what Petraeus testified to is apparently going to be very different from what he's going to say this time around. So we'll see what happens there. The world, however, is so into this. It's like Desperate Housewives of Washington, D.C. and Desperate Housewives of Tampa, Florida, because of the strange twist in this with the Tampa socialite who was very big on the base at CENTCOM and MacDill Air Force Base, and so many people were involved with her, including the Petraeuses, both General Petraeus and his wife, Holly, knowing them for years, Jill Kelly, knowing the Kellys, and so many things are starting to come out about all these emails, and of course the other four-star general. I said the other night it was like a four-star circus with what's going to happen next with General Allen. You know, he was likely a shoo-in to move up the chute, but now he probably is done with his military career as well. My sister-in-law, Chrissy Delaney, lives just a stone's throw away from the Kelly household, where it's like paparazziville. There's people staked out. I heard TMZ took over a whole hotel floor because they wanted to get everything they could. Hey, Chrissy, thanks for popping on with us.
Anytime, Kate.
So I'm sure, I mean, you're in the thick of it, of course, being the big socialite you are in Tampa. and so I know your girlfriends are talking about this. Just give us a sense of the rest of the world is definitely all over this. What are they saying in Tampa?
Well, in Tampa, we typically love to hear about, you know, people spending time with our military families and helping them get settled around here and all that. I mean, it feels a big part of our community, but this is just strange, weird things that have just come to light, and we just hate to see these kinds of things be the focus because, you know, everyone does really love and support the troops and, of course, the military families that are here, so it's just a distraction.
And speaking of distraction, too, your father and his wife Vivian live right next to the Kellys. Is that right?
They do. It's been a disaster. I mean, it's just absolutely a circus down there. I was there today, and I was over there yesterday, and you can barely get down the streets, and it's ridiculous. They said it's been, you know, just a three-ring circus all week.
Have they had reporters try to ask them questions? Because I heard they were trying to get some scoop from neighbors.
Yeah, they've knocked on the door and talked to my parents a couple of times. I think one of the funny things was they said, oh, we heard that, you know, your neighbor had security here during Gasparilla. And my parents laughed and said, well, everyone has security during Gasparilla. It's just you have to put the fences up and have people around your house. So it's not that big of a deal that, you know, General Petraeus was, you know, next door at the house during Gasparilla because that's just what you do.
Yeah. Were they, was your dad, was he surprised by this? Was he surprised by this stuff happening with the Kellys? Because I don't think people really had any inkling of that whole thing with the 20 to 30,000 emails and all that nonsense. Was he surprised?
Yeah, everyone's been surprised. It just seems like sort of out of nowhere that, you know, so much attention is coming to this, and there's just so much drama, and really it's you know, people trying to open up their houses and being supportive of other people, and then here you've got some, you know, you never know what's happening next door with intrigue and, you know, all sorts of shenanigans. So, you know, they're just ready for everyone to clear out and get the neighborhood back again. There was literally six different vans from all the different major networks outside in the street, outside their door, and, you know, with the giant satellites and everything. So it's been really disruptive, and nothing seems to be happening inside the house. So we're not sure why everybody's just still hanging out.
Yeah. Well, just make sure my nephew is riding his bike by there, because I have a feeling if a reporter called him over, he might ham it up and not realize.
Oh, yeah. He's ready. He's ready anytime. Anytime you need him, they'll be on camera.
All right, Chrissy, thanks so much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
So you heard what she was saying there about the fact that Tampa really is kind of reeling from this as they take that the whole thing of the military. They're very proud about that. That's huge in that area. And she obviously had done a bunch of work with the military, a ton of work with the military, but saddled up to the general, and then this thing explodes and it takes down, you know, really 2 4-star generals, because that's what happened. Whether or not that affair would have been known, probably not. It wasn't going to come out, but because that email trail started, and really, I guess it's Paula Broadwell's fault ultimately, she goes nutty and decides to send all these emails to Jill Kelly, and that's what led to the FBI looking into the emails. As a friend of the family, they were tapped to do that. The FBI was tapped to do that. And then it just gets bigger and bigger, and we see what happens and how this story explodes. And, you know, Petraeus is saying he didn't pass any kind of classified info on. That didn't happen at all during this time. And his resignation wasn't linked to the attack in Benghazi is what he's saying. He said those are two things he did not do, and he did a conversation with the HLN with one of the anchors there and said, you know, hey, this didn't happen. I mean, I didn't do any of these things. He was trying to do the honorable thing is what he's saying, and unfortunately, the Petraeus is trapped in the middle of this, and Friday is the big day for the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, and they're trying to clear up a lot of what happened and what he told Congress initially about who was behind the attack. So something's going to come out of that. Who said that, and how was that line pursued? And among other aspects, they're going to explore whether Petraeus used CIA resources in carrying out the affair that he had with Broadwell. And this is his first public comments on what happened. It's the first thing that we've heard from him, including the possible breaches of the security information. You know, Eric Holder said that they didn't tell the White House about any of the investigations, including the possible breaches, because they determined that national security was never at risk. And also, Petraeus didn't even try to persuade his bosses to let him keep his job when he admitted the affair. He didn't do that. So how about that? And it ended months ago. But there's lots of suspicion in Washington, and the timing and the revelation. And I mean, this is a tailor-made Lifetime movie / conspiracy theorist dream, isn't it? The emails, the sexual indiscretion, all this collateral damage, what would have happened with the eminent nomination of General John Allen as a NATO commander, that's on hold because of his email exchanges with Jill Kelly. That probably is iced, too, like I said. And this was a woman who was a volunteer at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, and she contacted an FBI friend, an agent who was in the Tampa FBI field office about anonymous emails that questioned her character, and that's what happened. He took the information to other people. He reported it up the chain and didn't do anything else with that case. He just moved it along to see what they could come up with, and then all of this fell apart. This whole drama unfolded. What does Petraeus think? That's coming up around the bend. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, feel free.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Those communications, because I think I don't want to do anything that would impact on their ability to conduct an objective review of what was contained in those emails. I do think it's important for the Inspector General to conduct this review so that we can get to the facts determine what exactly happened here. I have tremendous confidence in General Allen, certainly his ability and his leadership, and I don't think anybody ought to jump to any conclusions as to where any of this will lead. Our fundamental mission is to protect this country. And that one thing I do demand, and I think we all demand at the OD, is that those who seek to protect this country operate by the highest ethical standards.
All right, so that was Leon Panetta as the lead man, the guy holding up the defense of the country, who had to have been stunned when he heard of the massive tangled web around General Petraeus and General Allen now as a result of that. And you heard him say, waiting to see how it all comes out, reserving the judgment. And that was a smart thing, because he doesn't know what's going to happen in that congressional hearing. And then to emphasize, hey, it's all about, you know, it's all about national security and America and keeping Americans safe. But you know, it is such a sordid affair on top of the Benghazi stuff. The resignation of of the general, Petraeus, is just, I mean, it's still just stunning. 6 days later, stunning. Let's go to Rick in Illinois here at the tail end of this, as we get toward the tail end of this hour on America Tonight. Rick, what's up, man?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I just wonder what these crackpot teabaggers going to do. They can't live under Obama for 4 years. Yeah. And they can't go to Kansas. They got the health care like we got. Then they can't go to Mexico because they'd be illegal immigrants themselves. So I guess they just have to get the rope out.
Get the rope out. You're brutal. Do you think that many people... Do you think that many people... I think really we are completely divided. Absolutely. It's a half and half situation. There's no question about it. But that's politics, and that's the way we elect people. And you know what? If Romney lost, he lost. I mean, it's upsetting on so many different levels, not being a tea partier person, but on other levels, business-wise, what's going to happen, uncertainty, whatever. You know, there's various degrees of a Republican or Democrats who were disillusioned or independents who just weren't crazy about Romney but couldn't vote for Obama. You know, that's what we do in this country. It's an election, and then you lick your wounds, and then you move on.
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, but mom's still whining and crying about it.
Let me ask you this. What is the cutoff line for how long you can whine about an election?
Oh, about a week or two.
Well, then there's still another week left, Rick. It's only been 1 week, for goodness sake. Give everyone a break. Get another week to whine.
You know, Congress is going over Petraeus and all this. Sex life, all that stuff, get down to the nuts and bolts and get this tax thing straightened out or what they're going to do.
That's what I think. Here's the thing. The Petraeus deal is a major distraction, even from the investigation of what happened at that consulate itself. Because there's no doubt, I don't care what you are, Democrat, Republican, whatever, there is a lot of speaking out of both sides of everybody's mouth on that. There needs to be one narrative. Here's what happened. Here's what we thought in the beginning. Whatever. Who cares? That needs to just get that all out there and take care of it and move on from that. But move on to the problems that we're facing at the tail end of this year heading into next year and just cut the crap, cut the rhetoric, and get down to business. Stop the lame duck tactics. Yeah. See, that was the lame duck Congress. They're trying to attack us, Rick. I can't help it. I can't do anything about that. But we know they're out there. So Rick says, as an Obama supporter, he says you get 2 weeks and then that's it. You get 2 weeks. Although I will say this, Rick. Bush, back-to-back terms, even the first time around with the hanging chads and all that, boy, people that were hardcore Democrats, they would not give Bush a break no matter what he did. I mean, he had some missteps, absolutely. The crazy financial nonsense in 2008 when he was going out and Hank Paulson handling that to the most brutal degree he could possibly ever handle it, with no strings attached to the money that was forced down the throats of some of the banks that didn't even need it in that whole banks too big to fail thing. However, Bush, man, he was criticized from the get-go. So this is the thing. This is nothing new in politics. If it's your guy, he gets in. He does nothing but make the country run, and he's fabulous, and okay, there's a few things wrong here. And if he's not your guy, you're out. You're out almost from the beginning. And that's what happened with Bush. That's what happened with Bush the first time around. That's definitely what happened with Bush the second time around. So now the Democrats are getting a taste of their own medicine. Yes. It's politics. And speaking of politics, I have to throw this in here. at the top before we skedaddle around as we're making that turn in the quarter hour. The story that I read today that I just made me laugh is Warren Buffett is hoping for a Clinton White House in 2016. What, are you kidding me? 2016. What do you think the chances are if we were handicapping this, if I were a wise guy and I were handicapping this in Vegas, what are the chances of Hillary Clinton being elected in 2016?
Bueller.
Not very good. Somebody should have told Warren Buffett he could have backed Hillary Clinton the last time before Obama got in. He says, you know, I don't see how you could have had anyone more qualified. I like what she believes in. I think she's extraordinarily able and energetic, for that matter, in pushing those beliefs. But here's the thing. No way. She'd be pushing 70. She's finishing her term in the Obama administration. She's not going to run for president. There's just absolutely no way. There's no way that that's going to happen. So nice job there. Buffett, you are backing the wrong horse because she's not even in the race. She's not even going to be in the race the next time around. What's intriguing about 2016 is who will be groomed on the Republican side this next time, because the bench is actually pretty deep of people that just weren't the right choice the last time around, although I say that, and maybe they were the right choice. You know, Bobby Jindal is one of those people. Chris Christie is one of those people. Susan Martinez is one of those people. Suzanne Martinez is one of those people from New Mexico. But there has got to be a way to bring more people into the fold. You can have a party where not everybody agrees and you're fractured, because you're fractured in the sense that, okay, I believe in the core values of this, but I'm a little bit more moderate than my hard right friends. However, I'm still a Republican or whatever it is. You can certainly have that. But you have to be able to appeal, and that's part of the problem. You know, people keep talking about, and I can't even listen to it anymore, all the handicapping, which is going on past the first week, of how do you appeal to, how do you become more moderate? Well, I think you are what you are. So if you are a hardcore conservative and you're running, run on that. Throw the flag out and run on that. And yeah, you might have to compromise on some things, but not your core beliefs. I think that's a mistake, to compromise on your core beliefs. Although, as I say that, in politics, there is a thing about shaping the person to meet the constituents so that they can nail the electoral votes they need. And that happens no matter who the person is. But I think the more you can be authentic, the more we can have someone that's authentic wherever they're going with it, I think that that's the person that we want. That's the person that we want to be in charge. I'd rather have the authentic person any time. I'd take that person every single time versus somebody who's propped up and has a script as to how they're supposed to play to the crowd. I mean, yeah. Give me a break. No thanks. Not interested. Big story on the day, and it's a very, very sad story. We're going to talk about it in just a couple of minutes here, but a train slammed into a truck in a veterans parade. Can you believe it? I mean, it's more than a tragedy. It's a travesty that this happened, and it happened in Midland, Texas, outside of Midland, Texas. And I think that people were just absolutely stunned as they watched in horror as it unfolded, and this freight train slamming into a parade float that had wounded veterans. Oh, heartbreaking. More details on that coming up in just a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look at my moves. Look at these. Look at my moves. Look at these.
You gotta love that. Please explain, Charles in Charge. I think some people will be confused. Are they going to understand that beatbox rhythm? Woohoo!
The turkey dubstep.
You gotta love that. Turkey, turkey. Turkey Day is almost here, you know that.
Mmm, yummy.
I know, I'm thinking about it. What's the best part of this Thanksgiving meal for you?
I'm conflicted right now because I found out what my dad is cooking this year, and it's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Not turkey, so... I'm
chicken? Wait, say that again.
Abused. He's
chicken?
He's making chicken.
Porquet, why?
I have no idea.
It's easier.
Because he forgot that it's Thanksgiving, and chicken doesn't start with a T.
What are we having for dinner? We're having a little chicken for dinner instead.
He told me to bring a fruit salad, so I am going to bring a turkey salad.
Yeah, baby. That's what you need to do. Or you get yourself a turkey breast and you cook it. It's easy. Just put it in the oven. It's no muss, no fuss, and then you can just slice it when you get there.
Yeah.
It's cheap, too.
Yeah, that'll make him happy. I brought a turkey.
I brought a turkey breast for my family. And if there's any left over, you can have some of it. Oh, Charles in charge. My, oh, my. Well, I'll tell you what. There's lots of reasons to give thanks. And it just was horrifying when I got the text earlier today that a freight train slammed into a parade. It was a float. They were having a parade for veterans. I've said on this show so many times, boy, you know, you think of World War One, Two, and the hall, the Canyon of Heroes in New York, and people going crazy because, you know, celebrating the vets who came back. And I applaud these towns that are trying to do whatever they can to recognize veterans, and that's what they were doing here in Midland. So you had wounded veterans on this float. Four people were killed. 17 others were injured. The float tried to get through a railroad crossing on its way to a banquet. The train sounded its horn. People were jumping off the flatbed truck before the collision. It happened just before 5 o'clock for people who were watching. They said they saw the float approaching on the train. They said they saw it, but they couldn't do anything about it. So two people died at the scene. Two others died at the hospital. Six people still hospitalized right now. One in critical condition. The other 11 people that were injured were treated and released. You had 24 veterans and their spouses who were sitting in chairs on the float, set up on the back of that tractor trailer, decorated with American flags and signs identifying every single one of those veterans. So they just seemed to panic, I guess, is what people are describing it as, when, boom, they heard the horn. And that's what happened. There was a woman that was on the other side at a traffic light, and she was on the phone. She said she just started screaming because the truck was on the other side of the train. And she saw the panic on the faces of the people and saw some of them jump off. But unfortunately, not all of them could jump off. So it was a terrible, terrible accident. And there are still police cars there from what I just heard from somebody. And, man, is that this parade was the Hunt for Heroes, is what the banquet was, to honor the vets. And the wounded folks were going to be treated to deer hunting, a trip this weekend, and the events, of course, were canceled. But the show support was great. People were out there, and now Union Pacific feels so awful. Of course they do. They're trying to do whatever they can to help the families, and they're doing counseling. And, I mean, it's just the worst. So now the National Transportation Safety Board, they're just starting to have words for this, are going to investigate this. The Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, who you heard from a little bit earlier on the situation with Petraeus, said that, what can he say? He was saddened by the news of the accident, and it's just absolutely awful, and they're trying to do whatever they can for these people that are there in Midland. And Midland is about, to give you an idea, if you've never heard of it, it's about 330 miles or so outside of Dallas. 330 miles, it's a small town. The people were very, very excited to honor the locals who served, and sadly this is what happens. You know, the whole thing with trains and trying to beat trains out, and it's very, I don't know if it's because you assume you can get over or things happen. But when I first started my career, I worked in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and I remember there were so many train tracks there. They had safety days, and there was always something we were doing about safety and train tracks. And I just thought, oh, that's wonder why. I mean, why do you play chicken with it, with the train tracks? Because, you know, the arm comes down. Why would you even risk that? And sure enough, when I was there, a couple of people did that. Now, they weren't trying to play chicken. They went into shock. They thought they could get the flatbed over. It wasn't a question of that. They just thought there was enough time, I guess, and didn't time it out right. That's why they're investigating it. But, just how deadly is it? And the people freezing, trying to get off, jumping off the truck, but some of them just couldn't do it, you know, because they're there in wheelchairs or whatever. So what are you going to do there? And this is couldn't be more tragic. I mean, absolutely could not be more tragic. And I live near train tracks. I've got trains kind of around me, and I like the sound of trains. I'm used to that sound growing up near trains and living a lot of times near trains. But because of what I just told you, that story in Nebraska, I have a healthy regard, let's say, for when I get near a track, if there's no, I'm paying attention to what's going on with the lights and looking down the tracks or whatever because of some of the things I've seen. And this may be one of the worst tragedies I've seen in connection with any kind of train tracks. When I say I've seen or I've heard about, because, yes, lots of people have been killed on train tracks, but the fact that you're honoring someone, they're captive because they're on the flatbed truck and then they're stuck and can't get off is unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. We'll see if we can get more information on those families and tell you where they've set up some donations for them, because I can only imagine. And this is, of course, people just coming back, too. This was a strange story as well. An F-22 crashed near Panama City, Florida on Thursday. The good news here is the pilot ejected safely before the crash and is under medical supervision, but they had to close Highway 98 temporarily. What caused the crash? That's under investigation. They don't know at this point what happened, but the Air Force has been trying to figure out the problems with the F-22s for a long time. Remember, in 2008, they started to report that they had problems, hypoxia-like problems, when they were there in the cockpit, and the Air Force started to acknowledge some concerns, and they looked at the oxygen system, and they say that it contributed to a fatal crash, even though pilot error ultimately was deemed to be the cause in this one, but the fleet was actually grounded for 4 months. Maybe some of you forgot that. And they imposed some new restrictions in May after two F-22 pilots went on the 60 Minutes program, I think, to say that there were problems with this aircraft. And they say they're safe to fly, and here there's an accident. And that wasn't that long ago. And here there's an accident. So the Air Force is trying to come up with some kind of solutions with this flow of oxygen into the pilot's mask. And the key thing they're still recommending is to just, they're just going to have to, you know, the pilots are ejecting. And the problem is the cost of the program, they're over budget, so you know they're not going to do anything to that. They don't have the do-re-mi to do it, so they're not going to touch it, is what the deal is. They're not going to touch it. And you have to wonder what was the reason that this thing, you know, went off the rails and the pilot ejected. Is it still more carryover problems? For goodness sake, they've been talking about it since 2005. I mean, are you going to really be flying these planes? I'm not so sure. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.